tent next to that clinic and you care for them there. Maybe they're well enough to get all the way to one of these ETUs. So it's not like the ETUs are no good. It's just that they're only good in certain circumstances. So I think the idea is that the decision has to be made on a case-by-case basis, and you need to get in there because the sooner you get someone into treatment, as we know, the better chances they have of survival, because treatment is just hydration and medicine to take down your fever. You know, some people are going to survive that and some people aren't.
Kelly, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Kelly McEvers in Liberia. This is NPR.
The WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference will be held in Normal, Illinois on November 24th. Tickets are $25 and include lunch and parking. Details and tickets are at willag.org.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. China's central bank cut interest rates today amid a slowdown in the world's number two economy. China cut the rate for one-year loans to financial institutions by 0.4% to 5.6%. The bank also lowered the one-year interest rate paid on savings. China's economic growth slowed to a five-year low of 7.3% last quarter. Recent data, such as house prices and manufacturing, suggest the economy has continued to slow. Also news out of China today, export numbers and import numbers for the period January through October. China's corn imports, 1.7 million tons, up 5.2% on the year. Wheat imports, 2.9 million tons, are down 30.6% year-on-year. And soybean imports are 56.84 million tons, and they're up 13.83% on-year. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 132,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations for the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,858. It's up 164 points. The NASDAQ 4277 is up 32. The S&P 500 is 2069. It is up 17 and one quarter points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions in the Midwest are going to turn a little bit warmer over the course of the weekend, but we have to pay. Weather conditions in the Midwest are going to turn a little bit warmer over the course of the weekend, but we have to pay the price and see more rain occur across the region as well. The temperatures out there this morning are very cold, running mostly in the teens and 20s across a big part of the region. There's actually some single-digit readings that were noted this morning around dawn in some of the upper portions of the region. In fact, the parts of Wisconsin actually fell below 0 degrees Fahrenheit for a brief period right about dawn. Well, the forecast today is going to take this cold air mass and push it out of the region, and this unusually early and extremely cold air mass that has dominated a big part of the central and eastern United States in the past 10 days will become history. We expect to see a warming trend take place. Already southerly winds are blowing out across parts of the plains in the western Corn Belt, and we'll see those shifting to the east as time moves along, and that should set the stage for a big improvement, at least in our temperature. Unfortunately for the Midwest, though, there will be rain that will evolve as we push warm and moist air on top of this cold air mass, and in all cases, that results in precipitation. So we're going to see it, and it's already developing in parts of Arkansas and Oklahoma this morning. As we go through the rest of the day today, the precipitation will continue to fester in the southwestern corner of our region, and we are not expecting to see it move up into the heart of the region until we get to the second half of the weekend. At that time, we'll certainly encounter a more significant amount of precipitation for the region. It looks like the area from parts of Illinois and Missouri, as well as Kentucky and Tennessee, northeastward into Michigan, southeastern Wisconsin, and portions of Ohio will all see rain from this event. And we do expect the most significant precipitation to come up out of the Delta sometime late on Saturday evening and overnight, Saturday night in particular, and move through the lower parts of the Midwest early on Sunday and then through the heart of the region and northern areas Sunday afternoon into Monday morning. The storm system will produce 4/10 of an inch to about 1.25 inches of moisture in quite a few areas. There'll be a few exceptions, but the precipitation will be broad-based, and there'll be no opportunity for field work in these areas. There's also a little bit of snow still on the ground in some of the region, and so that's going to have to melt as the storm system pushes warmer air into the region as well. So the combination of the melting snow and the rain and some frozen ground in parts of the region will likely culminate in at least a little bit of flood potential, but certainly nothing serious. A little bit of snow will likely develop on the backside of the storm system as it reaches the Great Lakes region, and that will take place as we go from Sunday night into Monday morning. Most of the snow will not be significant, except in the upper parts of the Midwest, where we'll see anywhere from a dusting upwards to 2.5 inches or so. There may be something locally greater, but mostly it's going to be downwind from the Great Lakes region. As we move on into next week, though, temperatures will cool back down across the Midwest temporarily, but we will see another couple of frontal systems move through the region as we go into the latter part of the weekend into the following weekend. Each will produce a little bit of precipitation, but the only one that's got potential for producing something a little more significant will be the one that occurs in the second weekend of the two-week outlook, which is obviously a long ways out. That would be on the 30th, maybe as early as the 29th, but 30th and the 1st most likely. The Midwest will still have a tough time getting the last bit of crop harvesting completed in this environment. There will also be ongoing concern about what wheat did not get planted and the wheat that still has not yet emerged. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat, 6.07 1/4 up 5. March, 6.11 up 4 3/4. Soft December, 5.51 1/2 up 4 1/4. March, 5.58 up 5 1/2. December corn, 3.76 1/4 up 3. March, 3.89 1/4 up 3. July, 4.05 up 2 3/4, now up 2 1/2. Go out to December, 4.18 3/4 up 2 1/2. January soybeans, 10.32 1/2, now 3/4 up 12 1/4. March, 10.39 1/2 up 11 1/2. July, 10.50 1/4 up 11. December soybean meal, 374.70 up 390. December soybean oil, 33.20 up 53. December live cattle, 170.20 down 5 cents. January feeders, 235.25 down 32 1/2. And December lean hogs are 90.65 and they are down 12 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I opened my DTN machine this morning and started perusing the news and got the surprising news that China lowered interest rates today.
Yeah, overnight that happened, the first time in about 2 years that they've done that. And then Europe followed shortly thereafter and said they're going to pledge to expand their quantitative easing. So, I mean, there's two sides of the story, as we talked about earlier, Dave. One is that, you know, that's showing that their economies are hurting and they need some help, some stimulus. And the other side of the story is that they're addressing it, and that's the side of the story that the markets wanted to go with. The dollar was sharply higher overnight. We've eased off just a little bit from that, about the highest levels we've seen since 2009. And commodities have been, for the most part, stronger here, although I'm not sure that's consistent or in sync with the higher dollar. We'll have to see as we go through the day if we see a correction.
Well, I think the theory is that because China is correcting its situation, it will have more dollars to buy soybeans.
Yeah, I think that's what the initial reaction is. I think on beans that's probably true. I think we've got a, you know, a good line to them there, and then South American planting is delayed, so we have a period of time we could still sell them beans. On corn and wheat, I'm not sure it's true because we have cheaper, we have cheaper corn and wheat out there in the world, and with the dollar going up, that probably hurts us more on the corn and wheat side.
Well, has the corn found fair value for export 2 days in a row now? Pretty good size sales exports.
Yeah, I think we're going to still struggle as this dollar moves higher as far as, you know, meeting the goals of what the USDA has here. There's also a couple other things out there that we probably need to pay attention to on the corn side. The options go off the board today for December. There's some pretty big numbers like at the 360 and 370 strikes. There probably will be deliveries next week. We see the cash values below delivery value equivalent out here. We could see some deliveries in corn. And there's still rumors around that the EPA may announce a biofuel mandate today. You know, I'll believe that when I see it, I guess.
Does corn move sideways from here to the end of the year?
Yeah, I think right now you've gone December corn. If you look at it, you look at that 385, and we bounced right off the 360 level. That looks to be a pretty solid range right now. We, you know, as we get to expiration of the December, we may see things lower in the March, kind of come back to the December levels.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: December corn, 377 and a quarter, up 4. March, 390, up 3 3/4. January beans, 1035, up 14 1/2. March, 1041 3/4, up 13 3/4. December soybean meal, 374.60, up 380. December soybean oil, 33.29, up 62. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.